We still have about a month and a week internet night until Sumo again. All right, friends, if you are on your first fireside, please join Elysium on Jabber to ask questions. I will try to answer your questions in Jabber on Elysium. We have a new Discord, but we will not be doing fireside. We'll be still doing that in the Elysium channel on Jabber. I will be answering your questions that are already coming up already. I'm Kat, says brand new, exclamation mark. Happy to be there here, exclamation mark. Welcome aboard, Kat's. Make your time. What is the meaning of life? That's an easy one. How cooked do you prefer your steaks? How much salt on your salt? I use a pretty good amount of salt. And how cooked? I lean towards closer to medium, especially since ribeye is my favorite cut. You want to cook a ribeye a little warmer than you would. If you're doing like a filet mignon, you want to go, you know, even rare plus. I think that's fine on a filet. It's a naturally tender piece of meat. Ribeye, you need to get, with not a lot of fat, ribeye, you need to get a little hotter so that you break down more of the fat. It tastes better closer to like a medium rare plus, closer to medium. I am also a tender piece of meat, says the llama. There's a lot to unpack there, the llama, and I'm not sure I'm ready for it. A little too early for that. How do you feel the macroeconomic situation in Delve is going to affect commodity Morphite stocks and Hec Trading Hub moving into the second quarter? Dude, I'm so happy to be here. This is what I came to talk about. Excellent. All right, let's get to some news items. Let me remind you guys to pay your Locust taxes. That was last week. If you have not done it yet, please do so. I think we've gotten most everyone, but consider this your last reminder, please. Speaking of getting caught doing naughty things, Tsinghua, the Chinese corp, has been kicked. Their CEO got caught in an internal affairs investigation, so the kick had to be immediate. When your CEO gets caught by internal affairs, it is a very bad thing. So they've been kicked with immediate effect. There was a lot of smoke, and turned out there was a lot of fire too. So that's what happened there. People asking for the exact story. Sorry, no, we're not going to do the exact story. That's sort of exactly what we don't do. But it was ironclad. Put it that way. It was there was no room for doubt. But yeah, if your CEO gets caught doing bad things, then that is the end of the corp right there. It is an immediate kick because it just shows that you're not trustworthy from the top down. Apple, did you have something you want to say? I saw your key up for a second there.
Sorry, I was typing somewhere else and my control key is also my Twister cack.
You got it. Okay. All right. I just had I had a little thing here. It said pace yourself in EVE Online. This was something I was just seeing a new guy who was doing just everything. He was hyper optimizing everything. He was logging in 48 accounts, doing all this kind of stuff. I know some of you get a sense of satisfaction from that. Let me just say that in general, my experience has been people who burn the brightest, burn out the quickest. I know a lot of people have been playing this game for a long time, and they pace themselves. I think a lot of what makes EVE exciting is the stories, and that requires being here for a while. So this is just my advice to you, is take your time. Don't worry so much. And by the way, I am an optimizer, right? So I understand the desire to do this. Don't worry so much about losing that last 5%. It probably won't matter a decade from now. Have fun. Try your best. I know there are a lot of optimizers in this channel, but just be aware that that last 5% probably will not impact your EVE experience that much. Beyond talking shit about my magic decks, he will be kicked as well. Internal affairs investigation caught him. Okay, new Discord. I'll throw it in there. We've had a huge uptake. Let me see if I can link this in here. There you go. Artisan Lay says, about the stories, when I joined tail end of last year, was straight into the hell camp. Yeah, it was a fun time to join. The accounting channel has definitely been the highlight of the Discord, for sure. Asher, TFI or NAPOC? TFI, I would say. NAPOC hasn't had its time in the sun for a while. We are going to be doing some updates to the accounting channel. So there will be some new things rolling out. We're gonna be changing the meta as it goes. A couple of you people are very naughty, and we have some fixes coming for that. But we don't want to remove every single way that you can have fun. So we're gonna balance it. All right. We had the WineStar put into Hall yesterday. The WineStar is what I've been calling the K-Tech Eye Keepstar. In Delve, owned by Phoenix Coalition. We were there for that. KTech 6, thanks. Appreciate you. I am not good with the system names. One of my biggest Eve pet peeves is somebody like, oh, Asher, I just saw four Titans and RQ tag W. I'm like, uh-huh. Okay, what does that mean? Like, I don't know every system in EVE Online. Please tell me where that is and what the context is. But that happens to me all the time. Oh, I just saw a fleet go through, you know, LI Tech Q. Okay, cool. Great. Anyway. So basically what happened with Phoenix Co. and you know, I sent out a ping, but you know, these guys have taken in a frat corp that is like totally independent of frat, right? All they've been doing is whining on Reddit. They can't win any fights. And even though they're a proud European alliance, they switch their timers to Chinese time zone. It's just total rat behavior. And I'm sure that if they make it, they definitely won't go join WinnerCo. That for sure won't happen, right? Because they're not WinnerCo aligned at all. So if they don't fail Cascade, certainly they won't end up in WinnerCo. But yeah, there's a lot of whining from them on Reddit. Someone said that basically this just gave them the permission to collapse that they have wanted, now that they can blame it on us. And I think that was a pretty good observation. So we have another Keepstar coming out tomorrow in Oda Binan. That is a fraternity keep. As of right now, they have not pre-pinged for it that we saw. It is at 10:20 that we'll be forming. There is a calendar up. So be there if you can, is what we're saying right now. If they pre-ping, I will send out a ping. And at that point, I will it would be more like a soft alarm clock. Like if you're Euro and you could be there a little early on a Sunday morning at 10:20, be there. That's what it's going to be like. I'll try to keep you guys calibrated there. That's something that we were hoping to get a fight for, and we'll see if they do. Speaking of fights, we had a fight in U.S. time zone yesterday in test space. They did CTA pretty heavily for it. We kind of just walked in there, but they outnumbered us. Frat had more people than goons in U.S. time zone. So this is important information. They did a really good job and had great numbers, and we knew the fight was going pretty bad. We still went in there. I brought in our Raven Navy fleet that we then fought, even though we knew the fight had already gone bad, just because we hadn't had a nice fight for a while, and we wanted to give the U.S. time zone guys something to shoot, even if it wasn't going well on the BR. But what that means is that they've had a little CEO meeting with Norris today, and he has said that, yeah, we're going to defend Test and Geminate, and they showed it last night. So keep an eye out in U.S. time zone and potentially EU time zone coming up for more action. That's something that's important to know. And those guys have been like pretty willing to throw down, and credit to them. Give them a lot of credit. But that means we need to be able ready to step up and also throw down with them, which is exciting and good news for us. So that's sort of the scale of what's going on right now. There is Chinese time zone stuff in Delve. There's the Oda Binding Keep tomorrow at 10:20. And there is Injaminate Action with Fraternity, Test, Winter Coalition, NC Dot had like a zillion people in US time zone. Very impressive form from them. So those are what's going on in the EVE universe for us. If you saw the director update from CCP, it looks like there is essentially no nullsec changes coming from CCP. So we are making our own game over the next year, which is not surprising. That is often the case for us. But if you were counting on some sort of change coming from CCP for nullsec, it doesn't look like they have anything planned. It looks like it's some low-sec stuff and some faction warfare stuff and maybe some high-sec stuff. But nullsec was basically unmentioned other than maybe some balance changes that towards ships. Right now, the situation in Geminate is that it is an incredibly long jump. They did talk about the carrier fix, right? That's the kind of thing that they said it's a, like, we haven't tested it yet, but they didn't describe it as very confidently that they did a lot of stuff. That it was a big change, I should say. I have another note here. We're going to be doing Cap Fighter Training Op. That's the 14th of February after the Fireside. So hopefully on CC, according to Ranger Gamma. So that's the 14th of February. So invite your wife for a nice Valentine's Day Cap Fighter Training Op. She will love it.
There is a implied assumption there that CC is up at that time. It was supposed to be up for like 2 weeks, and then what they were testing, they were like, oh yeah, you guys broke a bunch of shit, so it's gonna be back down. But yeah, hopefully it's back up.
I forgot about Valentine's Day because, you know, fuck that holiday. I might move that to Sunday so it's not on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But yeah, we want to do it on Sissy, guys, as Sniper just said. They said it was going to open for 2 weeks, and then the next day there was literally a post that said, oh, by the way, you guys broke Sissy. So we don't know if it's going to be up yet or not.
Jeremy, Valentine's Day, not just an American holiday anymore. We've infected the rest of the world with it, so a lot of other places do it too. All right, so anyway, Atioth is the entrance to test space, and it is across a long, long, long smuggler's gate that cannot be traversed other than going through the gate. You can't jump across it. So it is a really tough entry for us, which means that if we're going to go in there next time, you know, they could have dreads, carriers, all kinds of stuff that can make it really hard. So with the numbers that they're showing and the advantage they have, it's going to be really swimming uphill to try to get in there. So just be aware. You know, whenever those fights are going on, we are definitely doing it with one hand tied behind our back and certainly no cap support. So I expect those to be the kind of thing where, you know, if our members are showing up and are excited to fight, that's what I want. I am almost always ready to go in and have a brawl if we can do it and have our members enjoy it. But it means that, you know, we need to be going in there knowing that that's a tough one to go. And it might take, you know, 4 or 5 cracks to get in there and get a good fight. Where we end up taking the victory. That's just how it goes when you're fighting through those kind of geographic choke points. Malcolm, that's something I share with you in confidence. All right. I think that is everything on my agenda. So I now have Elysium at Jabber for your questions. Throw them in there. I'll try to answer them. Lavender, is it really a fireside if you don't answer one of my stupid questions? Well, now it's really a fireside.
Did you do the structure shooting policy?
I did not. Thank you. We have updated the structure shooting policy. It was a relic from the Pandemic Horde era, and now we have updated it for the modern era. So if you are looking for what structures you may or may not shoot and under what circumstances, we have now updated it for the modern day. This is especially applicable to FCs, skirmish commanders, that kind of thing. What's for dinner tonight? Probably some grilled chicken. Favorite commander in MTG, Giada, Font of Hope.
I hope you make tomato soup with that.
Tomato soup and grilled chicken? Is that a thing?
Oh, I thought grilled cheese. I thought you said that. Okay, wrong. But tomato soup and grilled chicken is also good.
Who are you guys rooting for in the Super Bowl? Manchester United, yeah, clearly. Go sports. There is a Super Bowl tomorrow, yet. Aoife, this is not my kind of football. I understand the confusion, though. This is pro football. Sana, I'll explain American football to you. It's actually really simple once you know the very basics. In American football, you have four attempts or four tries. They're called downs to advance the ball 10 yards. If after three tries you do not advance the ball 10 yards, you almost always kick the ball to the other team if they stop you. So you basically have three tries to advance the ball 10 yards. You keep doing that until you make it to the end. That's basically football. If you know that information, all the rest is just simple rules or additional rules. Wouldn't it be called American handball? Are you trying to trigger me or do you not know? Because I will go on my rant if you want. Explain pass interference. No one can. Impossible. Any wars incoming? How do I do? Directors, what do I say to this man? Guys, so we're fighting in Delve. We've got an Odavite and Keepstar tomorrow. We had a giant brawl in Atiyah yesterday. Looking forward to more. The Frat CEO just said they're going to defend Geminate. Guys, any wars coming?
I didn't see what the original message was, but maybe log into the game before posting strawmans about what we're doing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but like real wars. Yeah, okay, sure. Ooh, what's your ultra favorite tie-dye snacks? Sarah Bjorndotter? That's a great question. Cashews and raisins together. Mmm, delicious. Little sweet, little salt. Crunchy. I still think Ba Sing Se is a reference from the book 1984. Asher eats like a retired mailman. I live in Miami. I don't watch the Winter Olympics. Like, I don't understand it. That's actually not really
true. Yeah, when people in Miami say white stuff, they don't think of snow.
Yeah, the kind of snow, the kind of skiing we're doing is a little different, actually. Remy, are you asking about members? I mean, members should be, you know, applied scrutiny just like you would for anyone else. We have ice hockey here, but we should not. Like, genuinely, if it doesn't snow in a place, there should not be an ice hockey team. It is ridiculous. I would be more than okay with our ice hockey team being moved somewhere where it should be, like Canada. Is the dating scene in Miami really that shitty? That's a really interesting question, Starling. There's the dating culture here is really interesting, and I don't think in a good way necessarily. A lot of it's very transactional. It snowed in San Jose in 76. I mean, it did snow in Miami in 77, actually. It snowed for 4 minutes, I believe. Like, they still talk about it. Can we get PAPS for entertaining Fleet Chat on Arcadia Soul Fleet with Fleet Trivia? That sounds like a good idea to me. Stretch meat seems to be under the belief that other teams in professional sports have players from the local area when they don't. When is the next Sumo stream? Sumo starts in about a month and a week, so that's when it will be. Which would you guys rather have? Let me ask you this question. This is a genuine question. Would you rather have an okay FC who was super entertaining or a good FC who was super boring?
I guess you know why you get so many people on your fleets now.
Wow. I mean, you did imply it was a good FC, so I guess I'll take that.
I've only seen messages saying, I just want funny.
Oh, I saw mostly good boring. You know what we could do, Sniper? We could do a survey. That would that would help clear this up, don't you think?
Ah.
Yeah. Excellent. Good idea.
Oh, we forgot to look where that fucking guy ended up, Asher.
Oh, frat. Frat.
Oh, okay.
Someone told me. You're talking about the survey guy?
Yeah.
Someone told me he went to frat. Who's the better FC in Goonswarm is a terrible suggestion, Remy. That leads nowhere good, I promise you. Man, can you imagine how much our FCs were mauled when that information got released? It would be so terrible. There's some things you don't want to know. Like, you know, don't ask your girlfriend questions about her past. Like, just trust me. You know, that's kind of like the thing.
For one, I am totally prepared for the Big Red Boat to walk away with Assad-like numbers if we were to permit that to go down.
Right, yeah, 98%.
Yes.
Crazy. Goons who weren't even here for Boat voted for him. That's amazing. Where's Mr. V? Mr. V hangs around still. I might talk to him pretty frequently. But he's not FCing. Or playing.
He does type occasionally, though.
Yeah, he does type. If we get into like a giant like World War B level war, he'd show up. Oh, yeah. Bring back Boat to do Tiger Claws would be a recipe for a great thing.
No, we want to use the doctrine again, Asher.
True. K-Color is still winning Eve, yeah, as far as I know. Listen, guys, enjoy your FCs while you can. It is one of those things where there is only, for most FCs, there is a limited time, number for them. It is a job that takes a lot of work and a lot of focus, and you eventually run out of those things and have other stuff doing. ELO is long gone. ELO deleted everything. You know, he lawyered up, deleted Facebook, went to the gym, and he is gone. Burnout is the natural element of the FC life cycle, indeed. John Hartley would definitely turn up, for sure.
Actually, there's actually an interesting question here. I'm curious on your take on it. It's from Timothy. He said, is our hate to test the same as before? We crush them, or we expect a little and let them play, grow, and poke them?
That's a great question. I would say that test is one of our forever enemies. And for me, you know, I've seen them be so humbled that I just don't hate them like the way you did in the past. But I still don't like them in any way. So the level of hate in my heart is not at the same level. But no, there's no we should treat them with kindness and respect. They deserve whatever they get. But for me personally, I just don't hate them like you did back in the day. I was at the fight the other day, and there was Test there, and then there was Billy on the gate bubbling. So I'm like, oh, this is just like old times. Just like old times.
Now they only need to drop an Asbel.
Yeah, I think a lot of people remember after Vietnam, we were all saying Test is next. And it turns out that all those people in Test who we hated over starting the war, it really ended up joining Horde. And
they
Test
nexted
of
themselves.
That era, exactly, they nexted themselves. And so the version of Test that we're fighting now is completely respawned from zero. Essentially, there are a few names that you would recognize, but they're completely reborn as an element of fraternity, and apparently a legitimate one, since FRT is saying they want to defend them. So,
Test
is now. Yeah, right, exactly, after.
So, yeah, at least there's that. But yeah, it is very much a Ship of Theseus type situation.
Totally.
Yeah. And as Sapporo, the leader, is still doing crinch pings.
He's the one that has stuck around. Yes, Sapporo.
Dude, the pings are so bad, guys. Like Aragorn speeches rewritten into text for like a fort that we dropped that we aren't showing up for. It's so cringe. You're saying leak them? You do not want to read them. Trust me. We're protecting you from this. It's really bad. Remember when CO2 failed to backstab us? Like, I wouldn't even say they failed. Well, you're saying the trap on the supers. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. But so I'll tell you guys a little bit about that. I think that's a little bit of good history, and it's good history about bad leadership. 666 in the Fireside Channel, by the way. So during the Casino War, 2016, the leader of CO2 flipped over to the Money Badgers Coalition, and GigX was the leader at the time. Now, there were a lot of incentives to flip. I'll probably never know exactly what was offered to him. I was offered a Faction Titan just to stop, to be an FC for them, like to leave Goons and to join them. That was my offer, was a Faction Titan. So, you know, if they're offering me, who I was just sort of one of the FCs at the time, a Faction Titan, you can imagine whatever CO2 got offered. So we are defending CO2's home system in Tribute. And there was a guy who was CO2's number one FC, their cap FC, a guy named Sebastian Sanfruskin. And Sebastian was a guy that we all liked. No one really liked GigX, but Sebastian was well-liked. And he was on comms. GigX almost never got on comms. GigX was one of the worst FCs I've ever had the displeasure of working with. For instance, GigX could not combat probe. He did not know how to do it and would not learn. It was a little harder then than it is now, but it wasn't that hard. Like, it used to be really hard to combat probe. By 2016, it really was not that hard. But he never learned. So what would often happen when GigX was FCing is like, we'd be like, okay, we're all going to wait on the POS, or we're going to warp in on them on the POS, right? And then GigX would be like, I'm fighting on the gate. And we're like, wait, why are you on the gate? That's exactly where we said not to be. He's like, I'm fighting on the gate. He would just get himself on a place where he could warp, and he would force us to fight in a bad position because he couldn't combat probe. So if he fought where we wanted to fight, he wouldn't be able to get to it because he didn't know how to get there. It was frustrating, to say the least. But GigX rarely talked to us. So he decided to backstab us, and we found out while we were defending their home system. Like, the Money Badger Coalition was attacking their stager. Goons had already evac'd to the soda factory in Saarinen. And so we're all on comms. GigX is nowhere to be seen. And it leaks, I think, on Reddit that CO2 is joining the Money Badger Coalition. Now, Sebastian is in comms, and he face tanks all of us. And I remember Laz was the lead FC for that fight. Laz was pissed, dude. He was like yelling. He lit into Sebastian because he was mad about, you know, we've been here, like we alarm clocked, and we've been here for like 7 hours, and we're fighting for you guys, and this is how you treat us. And Sebastian started crying, and I felt so bad for him. And it was, to me, such an example of good and bad leadership, because there was no reason that he had to stay, but he stood there and he took it on behalf of everyone else. And GigX never showed up, didn't take a word. And by the way, I don't think Sebastian ever played again after that day. We tried to get him to join the Goons. He was loyal to GigX for whatever reason. And I don't think he ever played EVE again. And GigX, if you don't know what happened to him, you have to take your hand off to him. He did a good job playing EVE until the very end. But the example there of bad and good leadership was so prominent. And in EVE Online, there's sort of been this history to try and like rewrite him and lionize him. And I like to get that story out there every now and again, because he was such a piece of shit that I was so happy when he got banned. All right. I'll get a couple more questions and then we'll wrap it up here. Let me see what we got here. I was just sort of in my mind palace, so I wasn't reading what you guys were saying. Yeah, if you don't know the actual ending to that, to the GigaX story, he asked for the real life address of a guy who ended up betraying CO2. He was so mad about that. It was fine when he did it, but when it happened to him, he asked for the real life address so that he cut off the hands of the guy who did it, and then he was banned from EVE Online forever after threatening real life violence, as he should have been. Aoife, I'm not going to take that bait. Ninetales, I'll be rooting for the Seahawks. Yeah, we're keeping ships in Turner's. Bruce Graf Petrov, that is a good question. We're keeping the Maelstroms in Turner for now. Is EVE dying? How many years left? EVE has been dying since 2003, and it will continue to die for many more years to come. Sarah, I do not think Wibla needs to have the opt-all pings anymore. We'll definitely be using Tiger Claws. We probably won't be getting them into Atios because that's a terrible idea, but we will be using them in the near future. Yeah, I hear you about EU time zone. We just have not had that many EU time zone stuff to do, but I will try to get you them. Who is Wibla? He is the CEO of TNT. Just the CEO. I realize I didn't say of what. There he is. Zintage still oppressing the Euros, indeed. CEO of the Tsinghua got caught by an internal affairs investigation midget, and he got caught red-handed. It was a super obvious catch. Nightmare Doctrine, when one of my least favorite doctrines, Zua Dob. but that doesn't mean we won't do it. It just means that I am unlikely to be supporting it. I think Zintage is kind of a fan of them, but I don't think it's very good in the current meta, personally.
He just hates lasers.
Yeah, I am not a big laser fan. You are correct. I mean, Apox and Apoc Navies do both really suck right now, so I just don't see that as being a good doctrine. AB Armor Zealots, when? So, Moe, it's pretty interesting because our enemies are flying Armor Zealots right now. Both Initiative and Frat have Armor Zealot doctrines. So it does actually feel like 2011 sometimes. One of the problems with that fight yesterday is that the test has that plus 5% armor generator. Like, we have the plus speeds in our system. They're running the plus 5% armor generator. So their doctrine has a little advantage. But the storm that gives minus 20% tracking was also in the system. And minus 20% tracking is really bad for maelstroms against those zealots. So that was not an ideal scenario to fight in. It was not ideal in any way. Any reason we don't use Titan Phenomena Generator to counteract their armor bonuses, poll patron? You would need to bring a Titan in. That's the reason. You and just to be clear, since I was talking to some people about it and they didn't really grasp this, you can't jump capitals across the gap. There's no jumping in. Even if you could, that system's almost always jammed, and you can't gate a Titan in that system. You will just get destroyed on the gate. So those are all the reasons. Like, yeah, you can get subs through there, but you're going to be jumping into a killing field. Like, they're going to have dreads, they're going to have carriers, they're going to have stuff like that. So that's why going into that system is tough for us. It doesn't mean we're not going to do it. It just means next time we do it, I definitely want everyone to be there. We kind of half-assed this one, and they whole-assed it. And so next time, we need to whole-ass it as well. All right, friends, I think that's about everything that we've got to cover for today. Thank you so much for showing up. I will see you in Elysium on the new Goon Discord, counting and ruining the count, and at the fights. Hopefully at Otobinin tomorrow at 10. We will keep you updated with the pings. Have a good one. See you next week.